Kramer and Jess. On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. Mix 106.5.
It's Charm City Secrets.
Shh.
A secret. Now,
something that's kept or meant to be kept unknown or unseen.
Well, until you share it anonymously with Kramer and Jess.
The last part isn't in the definition, is it? Mix 106.5.
I like Charm City Secrets. I'd be like this too, because this is the kind of stuff that you lose sleep with overnight, you know, because you're like, I wish somebody just knew this.
Yes.
Getting secrets out is so much more fun than keeping them in.
Feels better.
But like, who do you trust? Who can you tell?
Us.
That's exactly right. And that's why we do Charm City Secrets twice a week about this time, okay? We just bring you a topic and we say, listen, this is a secret you've got in your chest. Like, get it out. Mm-hmm. You can call us. You can text us. If you decide to call us and you want to be super anonymous, we have the voice disguiser you can use.
Yes,
we do. Nobody knows who you are, but you can finally just just blurt it out. Today, we are going to talk about your worst first kiss. Your worst first kiss. And we don't have to use their name if we don't want to. I mean, can if you want to.
Yeah, we don't care. We'll call them out.
We're just trying to figure out, like, what was your worst first kiss that, even when I say it, they're like, oh, I know that person. 410-583-1065. Call us or text us. We'll start with Jess this morning.
It was so nasty. I thought I was, like, in the splash zone or something. It was just over.
How old were you? Set the whole scene for us.
I was 15. I was in high school. It was at nighttime. I was wearing a butterfly clip in my hair. This is true. And it was this boy I thought I was in love with. Oh my gosh, I thought I wanted to marry him. And I was at a friend's house. We were having a bonfire. Him and I obviously went off by ourselves, sitting on the grass. And he kissed me, and it was just, the tongue was everywhere. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know where to put my tongue. I just took his tongue because I didn't know where to put mine. I didn't even know what to do.
It's awkward at that
age.
And
it was just so slobbery that it was disgusting.
See, I'm going to take a different angle with this today because I actually was someone's worst first kiss.
You were the one?
And I know this because it kind of became a public mockery.
No.
Yeah, in fifth grade.
No.
Fifth grade was my first
kiss. Fifth grade?
Is that young or old?
Ew, why were you kissing people in fifth grade?
I don't know. It was my first kiss. Her name was Melanie Kerr, I think her name was. Melanie Kerr was my first kiss, and it was at her birthday party.
Okay.
And
where were your parents?
I don't know. I don't remember the whole deal, but I thought it was really special. Walk into school the next week, and you know, her, like, the whispers, you know? And then one of her friends came up to me, and she was like, hey, she has a nickname for you now.
No.
And I'm like, what?
Wait, this isn't fifth grade.
This is fifth grade.
What in the world?
I'm like, what? And she's like, it's turkey. And I'm like, why? She's like, she said you kissed like a turkey.
Stop it.
And I'm like, no. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah,
like,
how does what are
one
you saying?
Kiss like a turkey. Said it was too much tongue. Like,
also, Miss Fifth Grade Melanie, who are you been kissing in fifth grade?
Thinking
you have a right to make fun of somebody.
How many people have you been kissing, Melanie? Let's get to the bottom of this. Okay, our Charm City secret this morning, your worst first kiss. 410-583-1065. Call us, confess anonymously.
Kramer and Jess are spilling Charm City secrets
on Mix 106.5.
Worst first kiss is what we want to hear about this morning. Like, the person, and it didn't have to be like the first kiss you ever had, but like the worst first kiss you ever had with a human being throughout your lifetime.
Ever.
410-583-1065.
Someone texted in and said two words. Lizard tongue. Gross. Oh,
is that kind of like turkey? You know, I got called turkey. Because this girl I kissed in fifth grade said I kissed like a turkey, which I don't even think.
Also, that's just mean to say. And Melanie in fifth grade, how many boys were you kissing, Missy Pants?
Kayla, where are you calling from? Kaylee, there's
right
Kayla.
Now.
Hey, I'm sorry, you're where?
Boston.
Oh, there you are. Hey, so tell us about your worst first kiss.
Okay, so I was in second grade, and I was in Catholic school down in Highland Town, okay, which is like one of the main.
Let me pause you for 1 second.
What?
Because Jess is giving me a hard time because I kissed a girl in fifth grade. And Kayla's over here in second grade. So
know,
you don't want to give Kayla a hard time?
Am I a loser? Because you know what I was doing in second and fifth grade? Journaling in my butterfly journal and with my Hello Kitty pencils. Like, am I a loser?
I think second grade was completely fine. Depending on how this story
I was
goes,
15.
Let's figure out. Okay, so Kayla, you're over here. You're over here in school.
Right, and so I had seen it on TV, and at, you know, the age of, like, 7, you're like, oh, well, I'm going to try it. So I had a crush on this kid named Bryce, and the way my school did is when it was bathroom time, they sent us in, like, little groups to the bathroom, whatever. So he's in doing his little thing. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it. So I barge in while he's using the bathroom and I just plant one on him.
Oh my.
And then he started crying
because
he didn't know like what a kiss was, like outside of his family. So he started like hysterically crying.
Oh my.
And then so the nuns they're like Polish and they have like a really broken accent.
Yeah.
They call my parents to tell them what happened. And my parents are laughing so hard on the phone.
Yeah.
I didn't get in trouble from what I remember. They were like, just, you know, don't do that again. But they were hysterically laughing at the situation.
That is so funny.
But I think I scarred him because he was like red-faced tomato, like crying.
That man to like, this day probably still has PTSD every time somebody leans in. He's like, oh, but you're in the bathroom.
He's probably like so much therapy. Like, oh,
yeah. just because of Kayla and her first kiss.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Funny. Thank you, Kayla, for calling us. Hi, Amanda from Nottingham. Good morning.
Hi there.
Welcome to. We got her on the voice disguise. If you can't tell, and whenever people request the voice disguise, you always know it's going to be a good one.
It's right? good.
Yeah. So our Charm City Secret topic for today is confess your worst first kiss.
So my worst first kiss is actually my husband.
Your current husband?
No.
My current husband.
Okay.
I would never tell him because he would die.
Well, now we're like super in. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with Charm City Secrets
yes.
with your story and yours as well. 410-583-1065.
Charm City Secrets on Mix 106.5.
Yeah, we just want to know this morning. You can tell us anonymously because now the phones are lighting up with women that want to like basically narc on their husband for their terrible kissing skills. The topic though for Charm City Secrets this morning though is tell us about your worst first kiss. That doesn't have to mean like your first kiss ever, but the first kiss you had with a human being. It all. 410-583-1065. I told Amanda to hang on. She's the one on the voice disguise. We'll get to her for in a second. Jennifer from Carroll County. Good morning.
Morning.
Give us that Charm City Secret. We're talking about the worst first kiss you ever had, honestly.
Sure. So, to be honest with you, the kiss wasn't bad at all. The kiss was wonderful.
Yeah.
Aww.
What ended up happening?
Well, set it up first. Who is he? Who's the lucky him
sure.
or her?
He is now my husband.
Okay.
So the first kiss was my last first kiss.
Oh.
But we were in the park. It was a beautiful night. Not too cold, not too hot. It was just absolutely perfect. The stars were out, the whole nine. And we had just finished our first date. We sat down just to talk, and we ended up kissing, and the kissing went on for an extended amount of time.
Kissing on the first date? Okay, Jennifer. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
And so, like I said, the kiss was great. The issue came in when we finished kissing. We both looked up, and there was a very, very smelly homeless man standing, I mean, not even a foot away from us.
Ew.
Like just watching you?
Way to ruin everything. Oh, my gosh.
Watching us. It scared us.
I don't think anybody wants an audience from
a private moment.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But you know what? So, it ended up okay, you know? Like, you ended up marrying, so it wasn't the worst
absolutely.
Thing ever.
Absolutely, yeah. And it makes for a really great, fun story. And like I said, the kiss was great, and we're married now. So.
Yay.
So
it worked out. But
it was your good luck charm. Shout out to that homeless man.
But you're welcome to that homeless man, by the way. Yeah, they got to watch a fun little makeout show. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for your secret this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Amanda, who's on the voice disguiser this morning, was saying, yeah, listen, I also admit my husband was my worst first kiss. And it's the best. I think the best part is because you have to be on the voice disguiser for this one.
I love him. He likes to think he's a thrill Casanova. So, but yeah, the first, oh my God, the first time we kissed was in his car. And it was one of those where you're not gauging how much tongue you can use, and like you're trying to figure out how much tongue, right?
Yeah.
And he shoved his tongue in my mouth, and he thought it was really sexy.
Ew.
So it was like way too much tongue?
Oh my God. And I was sort of like making these noises, and he thought that I was excited.
Oh no.
So he kept sticking his tongue deeper into my throat.
Oh, when no. You're like just trying to breathe.
You're gasping for air. He's like, she's into this. She's waiting. Okay, so let me defend your husband.
And he's like, oh, this is great.
Let me defend your husband for 1 second, because that first kiss is always hard. And I will say, the amount of tongue differs from person to person. Can we all admit that?
Yes.
So he was just trying to do his best over here. You know, he was just trying to do his best.
But wait, is it good now, though, or no?
Now it's good. I had to train him. But
okay. You That's all that matters. We got there. God, what do you think he would do if he knew that you're calling the radio station right now and telling them?
Oh, my God. He's pretty shy.
Yeah.
He would be mortified.
It would crush him.
There it goes. All right. Worst first kiss is your current husband. Thank you so much for calling us on The Voice Disguised. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
It's new morning fun with Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We're almost 2 minutes late into this show, but it's all good.
It's all good.
You're so funny. First off, welcome to 6 o'clock club. We call you and you're like, how do I join the 6 o'clock club? You're here. You're part of it.
This is part of it. You don't have to do anything. It's no Costco club fee. We just here.
Nope. Anybody that's up before the sun, we call you the 6 o'clock club. And we are the only people in Baltimore that can like relate to being awake this early
in
the morning.
We're in it together.
Our boss isn't awake yet, so we can talk about whatever we want.
Yeah.
It's a good time. So all we ask for the cost of admission is just send us a text. Let us know that you're awake. You're part of the club. And like, tell us what you're doing this morning. Why you up? 410-583-1065.
And we already have some people that showing us some love. Kyle, good morning. Johnny E, our fave. Michelle, thank you for your service. Good morning, Queen.
I gotta go get my haircut for the very first time since we moved here today.
Today?
And that's, I mean, even for a man or for a woman, it's like,
oh, I don't know where I'm gonna go and what to do, and I have a lot of anxiety about it.
It's a tough, moving in general is tough because you gotta find all your new people.
Yeah.
And not really
relationships.
Knowing. But how are you planning on finding somebody to cut your hair?
I don't know. I mean, all I can do is just look people up on Instagram, and I don't know, but I am freaking out because I'm not just getting like a trim. I mean, I know I sound super like, but I get my hair colored. My mom's a hairdresser.
But I think most women go through this, right?
No,
like
everyone.
Who do you choose to do your hair?
Because once it's done, you have to live with it. So if I don't like it, I'm going to be really upset.
Yeah, it's a tough call. So here's how me as a man decides how to get my hair cut.
What do you do?
I go by three principles, okay? Number one is proximity. I don't want to go that far.
So all right, around the corner from the house.
That's always like the closest one that I can find. So I'll go on Yelp and I'll type in, you know, men's haircuts, and then my list will come up. And I'll start with the closest one first.
Yeah.
Then I'll go to their webpage. And then I'll decide which stylist I find the most attractive.
Are you kidding me?
I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm not proud of this, but when I was trying to figure out, I'm like, well, I have nothing else to go off of, so I might as well go for the cutest one. But then what I have to do is the third principle, which is price, because
Cheap.
I'll start weighing out between like who costs what. Versus
Kimberly over here is going to charge you $45, but you'll pay $20.
Anne's not as cute, but she's $25. I'm going with Anne.
I'm so mad at you.
How else am I supposed to choose a hairdresser?
I hope they mess up on your head.
On what other principle can I go off of when I just go on your website?
How about reviews?
I choose the salon on reviews, but when I choose the actual person that's going to cut my hair, what do I have to go off of? Nothing.
I know.
I got nothing.
We should fix that. That would help a lot.
Cuteness. That's terrible. I'm not proud of that.
That makes me so mad.
I'm acting like it's a dating app. You know what I mean?
Hey, would you let me cut your hair?
No.
Why?
I would not.
Come on. On the air. Live.
No.
Facebook Live.
No, ma'am.
Let's do it together.
Not happening.
Come on. Let me shave your head.
No, it's not happening either.
Why not?
Well, I'm not going to let you happen.
What do you have? Come on. Why not?
I'm just kind of picky about my hair.
Why?
Even for a man, I don't know.
Really?
Honestly, I'm going to tell you, and the story doesn't translate very well to 2020, so I got to change some of the words. But
okay.
In fifth grade,
here we go.
In fifth grade, I shaved my head.
Okay.
And this one kid called me a word that, like, you couldn't use anymore.
Okay.
Like, you probably couldn't use it back then either, but it was, you know,
it was
special
mean.
Needs,
They're
if
being
you will.
Mean.
And I was, I'll never again will shave my head. It's so funny how things from, like, that long ago.
Oh, we're the same in that way. I'm so mad about something from 2009.
I will still not even like cut my hair too short because I'll like go back to that moment. You
I'm
know?
Sorry. So. Be nice, everyone.
Yeah, just be nice.
You'll
be
out here 30-something years old, still complaining on the radio.
Still nervous to get my hair cut. cute versus price. That's really
okay.
my
mindset. Right.
Okay, let's get your show started here. We'll give you some shout-outs here in a second. Plus, the Baltimore Top 3 is the top three trending stories in the city with Jess.
The most popular Halloween candy in Maryland has been named, but is it your favorite? I'll tell you next right here on Mix.
Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us, 6 o'clock Club. It's Mix 106.5. Baltimore's number one Halloween candy. Is it your favorite? We'll find out here in about 30 seconds with Kramer and Jess with the Baltimore Top 3 on Mix. First, though, shout out to everybody listening this morning. This is a 6 o'clock Club. Before the sun comes up, we're going to be giving you shout-outs because you deserve it. You're up early with us, and we just want to hang out with you first thing in the morning.
Good morning, Shayla. Good morning, Rocco. Good morning, Kimmy Kim. Hey, Brian. Veronica is awake. Good morning, Steph. Steph is asking where we're going to put the Kobe picture in our house.
Oh, yeah. We got to get an update on that story. We will.
Yeah.
A couple days from now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thanks for waking up with us, you guys.
410-583-1065. Get your text in with your name and maybe you know where you're at right now and what you're doing up so early.
Mix 106.5. It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
All right. Here goes Jess. Top trending stories in Baltimore. Jess.
Sponsored by Bob Ward Homes. Check out the new Snader Summit Townhomes at bobward.com. President Donald Trump left Walter Reed National Military Medical Center overnight, saying on Twitter moments before he left that he would be back on the campaign trail very soon. He walked to a Secret Service vehicle that took him to Marine One. He was wearing a mask. President Donald Trump's physician said the president had continued to improve and had met all the criteria for being discharged from Walter Reed Medical Center. The doctors do say that he may not be totally out of the woods just yet, but it has been more than 72 hours since his last fever.
We're going back. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know. But don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there.
I think he is correct when he says, don't let it dominate your life. You know, I think when this thing first started, I let it dominate my life. I was so scared. I didn't leave the house. I didn't do nothing. I didn't get around people. I didn't see one person because, you know, I'm single. So I was literally locked in my house. Mm-hmm. I was out of work at that point. So I was like by myself and it did terrible things to my mental health.
Yeah.
But that's like when we all kind of were scared, like who's going to die, who's going to live,
how's
it
going to
affect us. But now that we're like learning more, yeah, don't let it dominate your life, but be smart.
Right.
Please be smart. You know the rules at this point. Social distance, right? Wash your hands, wear a mask.
Yeah.
Stay home when you can.
Yes.
You know?
There's a balance.
Yep.
So many destinations had to shut down due to the pandemic, but the Maryland State Parks welcomed more visitors than ever. There's a new record for Maryland in state park attendance, and nearly 3 months remain in 2020. So far, 17.1 million visitors have visited Maryland parks, according to Governor Larry Hogan, who said the previous state record was set in 2019. He said, as our state continues to face the COVID-19 pandemic, we have consistently reminded the people of Maryland that outside activity is much safer than inside activity, and they have taken that advice by visiting our state parks in record numbers this year to exercise safely, get some fresh air, and spend time with
family.
That's
great. Awesome.
Remember when you abducted me and my boyfriend and took us to Virginia to hike without asking permission?
Great calls. You want to say thank you now?
Moving
without
on.
Without my permission.
You didn't even ask us.
I didn't like tie you up.
It was an hour and a half. You said, want to go hike. I said, yeah, not like 2 hours away, and I'm going to take you to another state.
And was it the coolest thing you've seen so far since you've been here?
It was low-key fun.
Okay, thank you.
A new study found the most popular Halloween candy in every state by analyzing Google searches, and it found that the top candy in 25 states is something chocolate, and the top candy in the other 25 states is something that's not chocolate. So 50-50 split. Overall, the candy that won the most states is Starburst. Do you like Starburst?
Yeah, they're not bad. I mean, the pink ones obviously would be superior in that, but
I just don't like how they get stuck in my teeth.
Yeah, you gotta really put work into it.
It's number one in 6 states. Kit Kats and the Crunch Bars are second. I love Kit Kats.
Good,
with
yeah.
4 states each.
But would you ever buy a Kit Kat outside of Halloween? I don't think I've ever had one outside of Halloween.
To treat myself? You know what I'll buy secretly and not tell anyone is the Oreo Cookies and Cream Hershey's bar.
Ooh,
like every
good.
Once in a yeah. while. You know yeah. what I'm saying? But the most popular Halloween candy in Maryland is Blow Pops. I feel like that's a nostalgic thing because
yeah,
when you were a kid, so
right.
I understand that.
Yeah.
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
Your shot at $1,000. We're doing it at 7:15 this morning on Mix with a game that we play called Mega Prize Minute. So hopefully you can be here. Let's just hang out a little bit. It's Kramer and Jess. Good morning. So happy that you chose this radio show. We know you got choices of shows, and you're here, so we really appreciate this.
Thank you.
Really cool lunch yesterday that we had that I wanted to catch you up with this morning, because I have known for years that the radiothon that Mix in Baltimore puts on in the radio world
is legendary.
It's legendary. Like, every time that other stations in other cities put on radiothon, the station to beat is always
Mix
in Baltimore.
They always use it as an example of what it should look like.
And I don't know if you know that or not. I don't know if you realize how big Radiothon is here. And
right.
In case you don't know what Radiothon is, which I don't know how you couldn't, but it's been the very first Radiothon ever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a thing that I've been every year in February that is put on to raise money for Johns Hopkins Children's Hospital, right?
Yeah.
And I think last year it was around $1.4 million raised over a couple of days, thanks to you and your donation. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So to put that in perspective, the last radio station that we were at in San Diego, between five radio stations, we raised $400,000 for that local hospital. So that just shows you how big it is, right?
Right, right.
So yesterday we met with Cynthia and Allison for the first time. They're like the heads of Radiothon, just to like start to get ideas put together.
What we want to do and what we can do to help out as much as we can.
And we're obviously up against a big task this year because we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Yes.
You know, like this is going to be the very first time that this station's done a radiothon in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Right.
And we have to make adjustments, just like so many different events have had to make adjustments. So we're just trying to figure out the easiest way where we can still help as many children as possible.
But I'll tell you, it was really cool. A very proud moment to sit there yesterday at the end of that table and just listen to the history of Radiothon on this radio station. And it's going to be even bigger this year. Has to be bigger this year because of Mo.
Right.
You know, we've been caught up with Mo's story, and we know how passionate this city is behind him and his story, and how much joy he brought to the last, you know, few of the radiothons. So our mission this year is to make this thing bigger and better. And we don't have anything to announce yet. This is just talking about a casual lunch we had. But I also want to tell you that one mission that we're going to have as a radio show is that, you know, I think Radiothon's fantastic. I think it's so cool, those 2 or 3 days that the station's done it now for years and years, and that so much money is raised.
Right.
But then it kind of goes away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't hear about it again. You know, there's maybe an event here or event here that, you know, raise money for this, raise money for that. But there's, I don't feel like the spirit of Radiothon kind of lives on throughout the year.
And it should.
So Jess and I are going to be really dedicated to bringing that magic of Radiothon and the importance of Johns Hopkins Children's Hospital throughout the whole entire year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not going to be like a radiothon every month or anything.
No, no.
But just keeping that spirit alive, because you've made it such a big deal for so many years now.
And getting the kids involved as much as we can, and something fun for them to do too.
Yeah.
So we're just brainstorming. So we
it's
just
important.
Want you guys to look forward to that too.
Absolutely. So just know, I mean, again, no official announcement. I don't have a date yet. I don't have any kind of information. How we're going to do it in the middle of a pandemic, I don't know. We don't know. To be honest, we don't know.
We're trying to figure it out still.
But the conversations have started, and just it's really special to be a part of it this year. Like, we're just pumped for this. So
Mix 106.5. It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
And now Jess catches up with everything going on in the world right now. The Baltimore Top 3. The Top 3 trending stories in Baltimore and beyond. Jess.
Sponsored by Bob Ward Homes. Check out the new Senator Summit Townhomes at BobWard.com. President Donald Trump left Walter Reed National Military Medical Center overnight, saying on Twitter moments before he left that he would be back on the campaign trail very soon. He walked to a Secret Service vehicle that took him to Marine One. He was wearing a mask. President Donald Trump's physician said the president had continued to improve and had met all the criteria for being discharged from Walter Reed Medical Center. The doctor says the president may not be totally out of the woods just yet, but it has been more than 72 hours since his last fever.
We're going back. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know. But don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there.
He's he's not wrong in the fact that, like, you can't let it dominate your life.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I did for a while. I was way in my head about it, super scared, like, back in March when it first happened.
I think everybody felt that way.
Stay in the house. And now it's that balance of, like, learning of how we are supposed to navigate through this whole pandemic. But I'll tell you, as a dad or as a son of a father who has prostate cancer, and a mother that has asthma, I'm being too careful, but like, I just don't want to be the reason that anybody else gets sick.
Right.
I'm still trying to be super cautious about this kind of stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
as you should be.
Right. Yeah. The Baltimore Museum of Industry will open its next exhibition outside of the museum to allow for social distancing. The exhibition titled Women of Steel opens next Monday on October 12th on the museum's fence along Key Highway in South Baltimore, and it's completely free. This is the first time ever that BMI has hosted an outdoor exhibition, and it will open during a week of workers at the museum full of programming dedicated to celebrating the history of workers in Baltimore. Women of Steel highlights the stories of women who worked at the Bethlehem Steel's Sparrows Point Mill in Baltimore from the 1930s until the mill closed in 2012.
That's cool.
That's so awesome. 14-year-old Zalik Murray from Toronto has been battling a rare form of brain cancer since he was 9. When Drake found out that Zalik was a fan of his, he sent a heartfelt video to him so he could watch it while he undergoes chemotherapy and radiation. Zalik's mother shared the video on Instagram, and it's gone viral.
I can't imagine, you know, how tough you have to be. Mustafa let me know that you're a fan of mine. Well, I'm a fan of you. I'm a fan of people with heart, and I can tell that you have a lot of heart. So I just want to tell you, stay strong. I love you, and I appreciate you.
That's cool. Very nice, Drake.
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
Are you adulting challenged? If you are, it's okay. You're definitely in good company this morning. We'll explore that here in like 30 seconds on Mix with Kramer and Jess. First, before we get to that, you've got a little bit more time to hang out this morning. I did some soul searching, and we talked about it a little earlier in the show, too. Yesterday on the show, I told you that out of nowhere, my ex-wife, who I haven't talked to in years, sent me an Instagram message on Instagram, right?
Yep.
It's sitting in my request folder right now.
Yeah.
I have to approve it because she's blocked before I can actually read the message. And I've been debating last night, like, should I open this? Should I just let it go? We decided the best thing to do would be just for Jess to open it, read it, and then let me know, is it worth it, is it not, before 9 o'clock this morning. And I don't know when. I don't know when I feel ready for this, but I got to do it sometime this morning. I'm ready to, like, get it off my plate. So hang out this morning on Mix, and we're going to do that here with Kramer and Jess. Our phone number is 410-583-1065. I want you to call in this morning and say, I am blank years old, and I don't know how to blank. Okay? It's a simple fill in the blank. I am blank years old.
Yes.
And I don't know how to blank. And we got here this morning because of the Shawn Mendes story that's been trending for the last couple of days.
Yeah. He is 22 years old and just learned how to do laundry because of quarantine.
Yeah.
Did not know how to do it at all prior to this point.
Now, we got
to
give him a little bit of credit, right? International superstar.
Yeah.
And has been for many years.
So yeah.
The last time he probably wasn't a superstar was, what, age 16?
Well, he said that he didn't know how because he's been touring since he was 15 years old. But, like, why didn't he know how before, though?
Well, you were saying, when did you start washing clothes? At what age, Jess?
I knew how to do laundry, and I was ironing my dad's work shirts in the third grade.
That's crazy. I still don't think I'm quite doing laundry right. I don't think I'm getting it right. Because I'll tell you a funny story. When I, shortly after I got divorced, I had a friend that just came over by my house, and she was like, hey, where's your laundry detergent? I'm like, it's right there. And she's like, no, that's fabric softener. I've literally been washing my clothes in fabric softener. And now that I figure that part out, I at least can, like, get that part. But I don't separate the clothes.
Yeah.
I don't know when I put them on hot, when I put them on cold. Like, I don't know. I just throw them all into one load. I dump the soap in there, and I wash them.
And now this makes sense because a couple weeks ago, you were complaining, saying how your washer broke and there's stuff all over your clothes.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking that this was out of your control. You probably just overfilled it by stuffing everything in there.
That's a good chance.
It's probably your fault.
It's probability. So I thought what we would do this morning is just kind of laugh at those of us that are adult challenge. At this age, didn't you feel like you know how to do everything? Like you saw your parents in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and they knew how to do everything.
Right.
But for some reason, we just didn't get those skills.
Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't pass them on. So let's, you can call us or text us, Jess. We'll have you start this morning. You're blank years old, and I don't know how to blank.
I am 27 years old, and I don't know how to put air into a tire. I don't know how to change a tire. And I low-key kind of don't know how to drive.
Yeah, Jess is a terrible driver.
I just am.
I feel like, though, you should probably learn how to put a spare on your car in case. You know?
I should. I just don't know how.
So I am 37 years old. I'm damn near 40 years old, y'all. Uh-huh. Okay? And as a man, I feel like this is a task I should know how to do. But every time that I have to go do this task, I have to get on YouTube to look at how to do it. I have no idea how to tie a tie. If you brought a necktie in here right now and you said, put this on to save your life, I wouldn't even know where to start.
Really?
No idea. I mean, well, to be fair, we don't wear ties that often.
But still.
I'm wearing jeans and a sweatshirt right now. This is my normal, you know, work attire. I have no idea. If YouTube went away today, I would never be able to wear a tie ever again.
You wouldn't know what to do.
So let's get you on the phone. 410-583-1065. I hope somebody calls this morning. We're not the only two dummies up here. They're like, we don't know how to do this.
I know.
I am blank years old, okay? You're going to call and say, I'm blank years old, and I don't know how to blank. All you got to do is just fill in those blanks this morning for us, okay? 410-583-1065. You can get on Facebook and talk to us there, or just send us a text. 410-583-1065. Mix 1065. It's Kramer and Jeff. Just call us or text us this morning. Your topic is very simplistic. I'm blank years old, and I don't know how to blank. We found out Shawn Mendes, 22 years old, just figured out how to wash laundry.
For the first time ever during quarantine.
Jess is 27, has no idea how to change a tire.
Nope.
Or put air in her tire.
No.
I'm 37. I don't know how to tie a tie. Why? And do I need to know? Honestly, do I need to know how to tie a tie? What reason?
Yeah.
Prove that to me why I need to learn that. I don't need to.
Doesn't make
sense, right? Let's go to text. Jess, what are people saying? So the phones are blowing up. I'm just deciding which one's funniest.
We have a listener. I'm 22 years old and I still don't know my way around town without GPS. I'm 39 years old. I live on coffee but don't know how to make a pot of coffee myself. I'm 39 years old. Oh, wait, no. I'm 33 years old and I don't know how to sew, iron, or mow the lawn. I am in my 30s and still can't fold a fitted sheet.
I'm sitting here and I don't think I can do any of those. Can you do any of those things that they just mentioned? Fitted sheets by yourself?
No, I can make a pot of coffee.
Somebody please teach me that the secret to folding a fitted sheet by yourself.
I can mow the lawn.
But would you? But would you actually do it?
But would I want to? No.
Okay, I think his call is actually super funny. Let's get him on. Aiden, good morning. What?
I'm 16 and I don't know how to ride a bike.
Wow.
Wait, is your mom making you call us and tell us this? Is that who's in the background?
Yes.
Yes.
Wait. Learn
how to ride a bike.
Wait, put mom on the phone. Put mom on the phone. Mom, come here. Come here.
Yes.
Mom, what's going on with this?
We have bikes, and I was like, hey, you need to learn how to ride this bike during quarantine. And he's like, I'm going to be driving soon. And I said, not until you learn how to ride this bike.
Wow.
No
okay.
way.
So you're not going to let him even drive a car until he learns the bike first?
No. He needs to ride a bike. We all start by riding a bike, and then you go to the big thing.
Aiden, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I guess I gotta learn how to ride a bike.
You better.
He's like, and stat.
Yeah,
man,
you better.
Because you can't be the 16-year-old that's just now learning how to ride a bike. All your friends are gonna be like getting their new cars and everything. You're like, yeah, but I got this bike. And they're gonna be like, nah.
Wait, can I ask you, why didn't you want to learn?
I don't know. I guess I had better things to do.
You got better things to do,
okay.
Jess. Okay. He's busy. Aiden's busy, okay? You don't have time to sit around ride bikes all day.
He doesn't have enough time.
It's a video game. It's the video game.
I love Mom the best. You guys are fun. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. 410-583-1065. That song just makes me happy.
I know.
The cool thing with Mix is like every now and then a song pops up. I haven't heard this in years, but it takes you back to, you know, high school, middle school, in Jess's case, maybe in the womb. Mix 106.5, we're Kramer and Jess. We're not really laughing. We're laughing with Shawn Mendes this morning.
Yes.
The fact that, you know, he said, I'm 22, I don't know how to do laundry. And we're trying to find out who else in this city, other than Jess and myself, we're calling adulting challenge.
Yes.
Like, by your age, you probably should know how to do these things.
Yeah.
But you just don't for one reason or another. You guys can text or call 410-583-1065. Text.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah said she thinks it's annoying that she learned how to write a check when she was young, but now never has had to use that for some reason.
I had to write a check for my deposit for my my apartment, but I can't think before then when I had to write a check.
Someone said, I'm a 25 and still don't know how to dance. Please pray for me at my wedding. Oh.
Listen, as a white man, I think I'll always be challenged with with that. Hey, Stephanie, good morning. Oh, I can't get Stephanie on.
Is
hang
she
on.
There?
She should be.
Stephanie texted us and we just called her and she actually answered, yeah. Which is so fun.
I don't know why. Well, let me take Stephanie off hold though.
No? Okay. So basically.
Just tell her story,
yeah,
Stephanie.
So
sorry.
Stephanie is 31 and she doesn't know how to do any makeup besides like eyeliner. She doesn't know how to do any fancy hairstyling or anything like that is what she said.
At your age, though, Jess, you're 27. Like, how much do you think you're pretty well versed in the makeup world?
Well, no. I mean, as far as hair and makeup, I know how to do things just because my mom was a hairdresser ever since she was 17 years old. Mm. So that's the only reason why I know how to do things. So growing up, I'd have to help out all my friends. But if I didn't have my mom, I can't change a tire, but I know how to curl my hair. Okay.
Save that clip. We need to put that somewhere in the show. 410-583-1065. Do you have a favorite song to cry to?
Oh, man.
Does that make sense? I don't know if that's like a real thing for most people or not. They just came out with a list this morning of the top five songs that people in Baltimore say they choose to cry to.
Uh-huh.
Specifically, this one's about in the shower, which is so specific, I know.
So when you're crying in the shower, do you sit down on the floor and cry or do you stand up and cry?
You need to...
What do you do when you cry in the shower?
I don't think I've ever cried in the shower, Jessica.
Are you serious?
I'm crying
in the shower. That's like a sacred place. You're by yourself, you're warm, and then there's water coming down, so it almost makes you cry even more because you don't know what's water and what tears are yours.
I don't think I have to tell you this, but Jess is obviously the crier of our show.
Yeah.
We'll go over top five. There's top five songs that people in Baltimore say they choose to cry to in the shower.
Okay.
Some of these are going to be obvious, right? Like, you know Adele's going to be on the list. Number five.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
If you start crying during this segment, I promise you I'll turn all this music off.
Listen, when this song first came out, I remember the moment I was sitting in my car and I was like, no, she didn't. I'm going to start crying. I can't.
Number four song that people in Baltimore say they like to cry to is Let Her Go by Passenger. Do you know this song?
But you only need the light when it's burning low.
Yes.
Jess, you cannot cry during this segment.
Why
are you tearing up? I don't understand.
I don't know.
Number three on the list. I mean, this is a good one, man. This will make you tear up this morning. Everyone loves tearing up, right? Sam Smith, Stay With Me.
Yeah. Oh, man. I would sit on the floor and cry to that.
The sitter. On the list of the songs that people in Baltimore say they like to cry to, just to get a good cry out, is Say Something. Where did I pull the clip down for this one? Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Lewis Capaldi. That was my fault. I did. Somebody.
No, the day bleeds into nightfall.
Any Lewis Capaldi song, if you ever just need like an emotional let go, even like when I see them coming up, like we're going to play them on the show, I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
like,
here we go. Somebody's going to be crying driving to work this morning.
Yeah, you're just minding your own business and then you hear them and it puts you in a place.
Number one song that people say they like to cry to, I never heard this song before, is Labyrinth. It's called Jealous.
Play it.
I wish you the best of all. This world could give.
Uh-uh, you can hear it.
I told
voice.
You when you left me.
Oh no.
There's nothing to forgive.
Add that to your tears.
You'd come back. Tell me.
Tears playlist. You just need a good cry. It's Mix 106.5. Mix 106.5. We are. Started talking way too soon.
Let Harry sing.
I was going to say, we're Mix 106.5. Proud to be Baltimore's radio station for so many years now. Thanks a lot for having us on. We're Kramer and Jess. I need to talk to you about your hair. Not, I mean, you, Jess, and every woman in the city, because I understand. Listen, I get it. It's really tough. When you find a stylist you like, you want to stick with them.
Do you understand,
though? If you change, it's really hard. Actually, to be honest, I don't.
Because I feel like you don't.
I told Jess earlier in the show today that I'm going to get my very first Baltimore haircut, right?
And I said, must be nice.
And let me tell you how I picked my person. I literally went on Yelp. I found the closest salon. You go on there, and there's like just a list of women, pretty much. This salon that I picked was over in where I live, over in Fed Hill.
And tell them how you picked her.
It was the closest one. I told Jess off the air. I was like, hey, I've got nothing to go off of except for which one's the cutest.
Say it.
So I was like, well, she's cute. I'm like, why not? There's nothing else to go. I don't know. What am I going to do? Show me your credentials.
Y'all, this man literally said the cheapest and the cutest, and I'll go. I said, excuse me, sir.
Because some of them, so them had to balance out their price.
I'm so mad. Like, I am boiling. Like, that upsets me so much.
What else can I base my decision on when it comes to there's a group of 15 women?
I can't stand
you. I don't know what to go off their price. And are they, I mean, there's no... They don't have, like, a master's in cutting hair.
I know.
Okay, anyway. But Jess was telling me that she thinks she has solutions where she never has to get rid of her California hairstylist because she's almost scared to get somebody new.
I just don't know what to do and how to go about it and where to go. I can barely get to my house without GPS. How am I supposed to pick a hairstylist?
So, pitch your idea.
I think I can. So my mom is a hairdresser. She's been doing hair since she was 17 years old. And I've always gone with her when she first started out. She'd be going to different houses, doing hair nails, all that kind of stuff. I basically grew up in a salon. So my mom has always done my hair. And when we lived in San Diego, it wouldn't be that hard for her to like drive or fly like an hour and a half to come do my hair.
You'd be going home back and forth all the time anyway.
Yeah. So I called her last night and I asked her if she could just fly out once every couple months to do my hair. And she said I was being ridiculous and she said no.
So...
Excuse me, ma'am, mother.
Because Jess is trying to. So Jess is trying to like get me. You know, like when you're somebody disagrees and you come to your other friend and try to get them to agree.
Yeah.
Jess tried to make me that friend this morning. Yeah. She's being crazy,
I was
right?
Like, how dare she?
Yeah.
Like what? She doesn't love me. Like why wouldn't she?
So yeah. So Jess, your financial reasons though.
Because it's expensive to do my hair. Because it's not like I'm just out here getting a haircut. And also, this is her fault. And I said, this is your fault. Like, she made me bougie with, like, the shampoos that I use now. Yeah. And, like, I get my hair colored and everything.
How much do you think if you were to go to a Baltimore salon, how much do you think it would cost you?
It at least, like, $200 to, like, $300 to color
That's
my hair.
First off, ridiculous.
It was her idea that I changed. It was her idea that I colored my hair. I believed her and I loved it. And obviously that adds expenses. So I said, you did this to me.
Okay. So how much would it cost to fly your mom out here?
Oh, right. It should be like around. I mean.
I think it's about $300.
Kind of.
I think that's how much our flights costed to come out here.
Yeah. Depending on if we'd like get it ahead of time and plan it out.
So Jess literally, instead of finding somebody here, wants to ask her mother. Come out and do her hair every time. Jess, yes, Jess has asked me, does that sound ridiculous? And the answer is yes, it does sound ridiculous.
I just don't know where to go. What am I supposed to do? And my eyebrows, like waxing your eyebrows is terrifying.
It's like dating. It's like you have to go out there on a limb. You've got to take the leap of faith, find somebody. You don't have to do the cutest and the cheapest, like my foolproof system.
I'm so mad. It's not fair.
But you just got to take a chance. Plus, you're supporting a small business here, you know?
No, I want to do that. And you know how much I love supporting small businesses. But it's different when your eyebrows are messed up on your face. Come on!
That's just absurd.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.